This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Good afternoon and welcome to WESB Sports. This is James Patrick. Your Bradford Owls travel to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic over in Allegheny Limestone today. Today, your Bradford Owls will be taking on the Salamanca Warriors. I'm joined today by Jason Nuzzo, the voice of the Owls, back at the Owls Nest. Welcome, Jason.
JP, good to be with you. Glad to be here. Exciting to always be at the old IBO, as we once used to know it. Unique matchups that we don't always get to see. And the Owls are going to have a tough test today with the Salamanca Warriors.
Indeed. We were talking on the way over here. Salamanca won. Don't know how many of those players have crossed over to this basketball team, but you would expect that a few have. So your Owls come in at 4 wins, 3 losses. Last time out was a loss, but they've had a week break and a week-long break and some good practices over the past week.
And you know, we're not unfamiliar with Salamanca, as we have played them the last couple of summers, not this past summer, but in previous summers. So we know their schemes, we know they're tough, we know they're aggressive, and we just have to see if we can match, you know, their aggressiveness.
Indeed. And in case you don't remember, we are in New York State, so we'll be utilizing a 35-second shot clock, New York State rules today. So it makes the game go a little bit better. I've often complained about Pennsylvania not having it. I'm trying to figure out, folks, if we're going to have – we are going to start with the starting lineup. So we're going to give you the starting lineups. I'll do the Warriors, and Jason can do the Owls. Jacob Herrick, Bradley, Maddox, Brown, and Hollerin will be your starting lineup for your Salamanca Warriors.
And starting for your Owls, a familiar group this season so far. You've got sophomore Tyler Simmons. You've got sophomore Evan Troisi. You've got sophomore Taryn Reese, and then juniors Marcus Terwilliger and junior Danny Marasco.
And, the late start this season by me, I've only had the Owls for one game. It was a real close game until the fourth quarter down in Johnsonburg.
Now, I have had the fortune of having the Owls at my seat at the Owls Nest for several games. And one thing I will say is that this is a year of transition. We talked about it on the way over here.
Yep.
You know, gone are the familiar faces of the 6 seniors that we had last year, or 5 seniors. We are, obviously, like I just said, junior and sophomore heavy. These guys are going to play hard. They're going to give you their best effort. They are smart basketball players. It's just a matter of, can these 15- and 16-year-old young men compete with 17- and 18-year-old guys in the long haul? I mean, and that's what we're going to see today, because this Salamanca roster is loaded with juniors and seniors, and we don't have that.
So it's great to get that experience now. We hope that leads to more success in the future, but wouldn't mind a little success now as well. We have honored America already. So we are going to, looks like we're going to have last-minute instructions from the coaches, and we're going to tip off, ladies and gentlemen. So once again, welcome, and thank you for being with us this afternoon. This is the 7th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase here at the campus of Allegheny Limestone. Beautiful school, if you've never been here. Great sports facilities inside and out. Looks like Daniel Marasco is going to jump against Bradley from Salamanca. And Bradley looks to have him by a few inches. Those of you that know Daniel.
Yeah, if you saw the team picture of Salamanca, Mr. Bradley is in the back center of the photo, and you know where those guys typically go. They're the tall ones.
And here we go underway. Ball is up. Marasco wins the tip over to Terwilliger. Terwilliger double-teamed at the half-court line off to Troisi. Troisi in the corner back to Simmons. That is Reese for three. Reese for three to start it off for the Owls. Now the Owls are putting pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Salamanca breaks the pressure across the timeline. What an exciting start. Taryn Reese with a three ball. So the Owls are in a one. Oh, looks like we're going man-to-man. There's a three ball from Salamanca off the mark, rebounded by Bradley and put back in.
Yeah, Bradley, so, the big guy.
Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna. He's going to be a handful.
You could tell from this angle that his hands were 8 inches above Daniel Marasco's. So Salamanca with a steal. Nice pass. Down low, back out, around the foul line, around the perimeter. I'm going to say this is man-to-man, wouldn't you say, Jason?
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah, we typically like to press and then fall back into a man, but
okay.
On made shots. But, most likely man, but we'll mix in some zone for sure.
Okay. Salamanca was errant on their shot, and Bradford came away with a rebound. Here's Marcus Terwilliger down low to
Tyler Simmons.
So once again, you heard us talk a couple things on the way over. We talked about three of these players, to me, looking exactly alike. So there's a ball down low again, and it's missed this time by Bradley. So that looks like Salamanca's plan is to get it down low to Bradley, who is quite the presence down there. Owls with the lead and the ball, 5-2. There's Marasco in the corner. Shot. Oh, rebounded. Rebounded by Troisi. And there's a shot in by Troisi.
Great ball movement by Bradford. Aggressive on the boards, but back the other way goes Salamanca.
And there is a rebound by Bradley and then a foul on the Owls underneath. That foul is on Reese. That's his first and the team's first. So the Owls have come out hot shooting there, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what it's going to take because Salamanca, like I said, is very aggressive. They will trap at the half court as Bradley makes his first free throw. They will trap at the half court as we bring it up. And then they will eventually fall back into a man, sometimes a 2-3, but they are very aggressive, often double teaming.
And Bradley looks good from the free throw line, so that might not be an option down low. Marcus Terwilliger breaks the pressure. Daniel Marasco off to Troisi and then out to Reese. Reese hands it off to Simmons. Simmons penetrates out to Troisi, foot on the line. And Troisi gets his own rebound, but then it's taken away by Salamanca. Good hustle by Troisi. And we have a whistle. Shot clock adjustment. So there's something we don't commonly see. And a whistle just as the Warriors were taking it up court. So here comes the Warriors. Owls look like they still are in man, I'm going to say.
Yes.
Yes. So far, your Owls have an 8-4 lead, and there's down low to Bradley. He kicks it back out for a three ball off the mark. And there is Simmons wrestles the ball away from Bradley.
Simmons' third rebound of the game.
Daniel Marasco picks up the loose change. Did they call the foul on Daniel?
No, they called it on Taryn Reese.
That's interesting. Okay, so Taryn was out of control as he passed it to Daniel, who laid it in.
Cardarulo checking in for the Owls.
And we must have had a three ball there to get 8 points. I'm showing seven, but
yeah, no, we did. We did have a three.
Simmons must have been a three. I think that's only a 1 point difference. So Bradley has all the points for Salamanca. Their big man down low. They've tried to get it inside to him each time. So your Owls playing tough defense here. Twilliger on the ball. Simmons. Simmons to Garden down low, and there's a nice rebound by Daniel Marasco. Outlet to Terwilliger. Marcus up top. There's Simmons with a three ball off the mark. Good rebound by Rulo. Rulo strong for the rebound and forces a jump ball that's going to go to Salamanca. But a good hustle there by Rulo to get his hands on it.
Yeah, would have been terrific. He just brought it down to his waist, and of course, every guy that's over 6 foot tall, you bring it down your waist, and little guys like me can grab it, and that's what happened.
Yep. So Salamanca across the timeline, 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Your Owls lead 8-4. There's a three ball short by Salamanca. Simmons with a rebound. Simmons slows it down, gets it out to Troisi.
Tyler Simmons with four rebounds already in this quarter.
Troisi to Twilliger. Here comes Simmons. Simmons across near the foul line. Thinks about a jumper. Back to Twilliger. And there is a hand foul. No, there's a foul away from the ball on the Owls. They must have gotten Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus with an extension as he was trying to get some space.
Twilliger with his first foul. They're getting these calls away from the ball quite a bit, seems like. Salamanca with possession, down 8-4. 3.5 minutes to go in the first. Ball around the outside. There's a little penetration. There's a give and go to number 14. He is Krause into the game for Salamanca, and he lays it in. So it's 8-6, Owls lead. Pressure on the ball. Boy, they're Salamanca, pesky defense here. Marcus up top, corner for Simmons. Trying to find Daniel Marasco. Bradley's got him covered. There's Daniel, a little bit opening. Down low to Rulo. Very nice. Good pass by Daniel. Down low to Rulo, who's fouled.
Great movement and great recognition there by Carter to realize he was open. Danny found him and was able to draw the foul.
That's the first foul on Salamanca. That's on Hollerin. So Carter Rulo is going to be at the foul line for two.
See, Carter, nothing but net. Count it.
Count it.
First points for Carter tonight. Back in for Salamanca, number 10, Maddox Isaac. Looks like maybe he had a bloody nose. He's got a little stuff, a little packing up his nose, so he's back in the game. Carter's second shot, up and in.
Nice stroke there by Carter Rulo. And your Owls take a 10-6 lead. Salamanca across the timeline. Around the outside. Doesn't look like Bradley's in there right now. They're big man down low. There's a shot, short, rebounded by Twilliger. Marasco down low to Simmons. Oh, quick hands by Salamanca. Simmons had it down low, tried to kick it back out to Daniel. And there's a nice move by number 24 again. That is Hollerin. Hollerin for Salamanca. They've cut the lead to two. Here's a three ball from Troisi. And a foul.
And a foul.
Yes.
Yep, excellent ball movement by Bradford. You get when you play aggressive defense like Salamanca does, the way to break it down is just pass, pass, pass. We move the ball real well, found Troisi open in the corner. Not only did he knock down a three, but he got fouled across the hands.
Your old traditional four-point play.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
And short with a free throw. So your Owls lead 13-8. 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. We have not had much of a break in the action so far. There's a nice shot by number 10. I got him listed as Maddox. You got him listed as Isaac.
Maddox Isaac is his name.
That is his name. Yep. I think his last name's Maddox, but who knows?
Nope, they just announced him as Maddox Isaac. So either way.
Here's Twilliger for the three ball in the corner. Off the mark, rebounded by Rulo. Another rebound by Rulo. Kicked out, foot on the line. No, they gave it to him. That is Troisi with another three ball. I thought he had a toe on the line. We are way above the action here in the corner in Allegheny Limestone. Nice, nice venue. There's a shot by Salamanca, short, rebounded by Salamanca. We're down to a minute and a half to go in the game. In the first quarter.
I wish it was a game.
And there's an open shot for Salamanca. That's number 20. Yes, that is Brown with his two first points of the game. First two. So the Owls have the ball, 16-12 lead. Balanced scoring for Salamanca. They've got five scorers with 12 points. Twilliger, Marasco, Simmons in the corner for a three. Off the mark, beautiful rebound by Daniel Marasco up and in for his first two points of the game. Salamanca back quickly, and there's a travel. The Owls force a travel. 42 seconds left here in the first.
Good substitution here by Coach Bernardi, getting Carter Colley in the game and giving Tyler Simmons a break.
Beautiful. Simmons been hustling. Marasco's been hustling. Like you said before the game, they won't ever have lack of effort.
Never.
So 18-12, your Owls lead with possession. Oh, and there's an errant pass broken up by Salamanca, and off they go. Quick to the hoop for Salamanca. Back out. Top of the key. Good defense by the Owls to force the ball back out. We're down to 16 seconds. The shot clock is off. Looks like they might hold for a final shot. So your Owls will come out of the first quarter with a lead. And there's a pass. Oh, and there is Daniel Marasco with a rebound. 2 seconds, long full court shot.
Oh,
off the bottom of the board. So your Owls lead at the end of the first quarter, 18-12. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with you. This is Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Owls Basketball. Jason, beautiful first quarter. Your Owls come out of it on top, 18-12.
Oh boy, you couldn't have asked for a better start. I mean, this is a team that scored 27 total points the other night at Johnsonburg, 18 in the first quarter against a very tough Salamanca team.
So the Owls maintain possession here at the beginning of the second quarter. Terwilliger with the ball, nice jumper, little short. Rulo hustling for the rebound, but it goes off of him.
Carter okay. Rulo has really played some nice minutes, you know, so yep. far in this game.
Yep. James Patrick along with Jason Nuzzo at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic here in Allegheny. There's a quick hand by Troisi. Salamanca maintains possession. Owls playing good defense right now. Keeping Salamanca away from the ball. Bradley's back in the game. And there's a runner by 14, Krause. Krause lays it in, a nice underhand runner, looked like a little NBA move. Here comes Rulo. That's actually...
That was Carter Colley.
That is Carter Colley. Carter Colley's checked into the game for the Owls.
Well, he finished the quarter on the floor, okay. But here comes Taryn Reese back in, Carter Colley out.
Taryn, I show with two fouls, so there could be some protection there for him. Owls with possession, 18-14 lead. To Williger, to Troisi. Troisi out to Marasco, over to Reese. And there, I think I saw that one. They're going to call that on Rulo.
Player control foul.
Yep, illegal screen on Carter.
Yes, Rulo laid a guy out there right in front of me. I got a good view. So your Owls are back on defense, 7 minutes to go in the first half. 18-14 lead. Salamanca up top. This game isn't lacking for speed. I think there's a down low to Bradley who lays it in.
Yeah, Salamanca created a mismatch there, got Bradley, the 6'5 kid, on Taryn Reese, and it was too much for him to handle down low.
So Salamanca's cut the lead to 2. To Williger with the ball up top. Drives down the free throw line, hand off to Troisi. Here's Talon Reese to Troisi in the corner. Back to Reese. Reese near the foul line. He's going to take it all the way. He lays it up. It's off the mark. He gets his own board, puts it back up, and Salamanca comes away with a rebound. And there's a wide open three ball from the corner for Salamanca. Off the mark, Bradley saves the rebound and was unable to keep it inbounds. He throws it away. So your Owls will have possession, 18-16 lead.
So, you know, we need to stay aggressive. I don't know that we can maintain an 18-point a quarter pace. However, we still need to look for shots, keep our foot on the gas.
Indeed. Don't want to go into neutral now. Williger passed up a bit of a shot there. Owls moving the ball around. There is Troisi. Troisi gets fouled. He drives to the lane and is fouled and will go to the line for two.
Good take to the basket by Evan.
That's number 14. That guy is going to be Krause with his first. So Troisi is going to be at the line for two. Your Owls have a two-point lead.
Evan's first shot. Oh, rolls in and out. Second shot here for Evan. And it's good.
And your Owls now lead by three.
Now, it's interesting. You know, typically we press out of a made basket. Coach Bernardi's got us just dropping back into our man.
And there's a three ball just coming up court. Daniel Marasco with the board. And a foul on Bradley.
That was great position by Danny there to get that rebound. That's his fourth rebound of the game.
Indeed. Bradley tried to go over the top, which I'm sure sometimes he can successfully do since he's quite a bit taller.
Now Tyler Simmons checking back in, giving Evan Troisi a break, JP.
Little pressure here by Salamanca, three-quarter court, and they create a turnover. And here's a going in for a lay-in, and there's a foul on Marcus Twilliger. That's going to be his second.
Salamanca giving us a little taste of our own medicine there. After we inbounded a ball, they were in a 1-2-2 trap, three-quarter court press that we typically try to do. So we should be pretty good at breaking it. We practice it all the time.
Indeed. Maddox is going to be at the line for two. That's a second foul on Twilliger. So your Owls with two people with two fouls, Reese and Twilliger.
Got a little sweat on the floor.
I do see timeouts left on the scoreboard. I was wondering if they didn't give the coaches any timeouts since they haven't used any.
No. I'm not a fan of timeouts. I understand them, but man, some nights they prolong the game.
So Maddox at the line for two. Salamanca trails by three.
And that shot is in. Second shot for Maddox. That's off to the right, and rebound to Tyler Simmons.
Okay, here comes your Owls with a two-point lead and possession. There's tried to get it down low to Marasco, and Bradley got a hand in there, and Salamanca comes away with it. And there's a drive all the way down the lane. Marasco with another board.
Five rebounds for Danny so far in this half.
I'll tell you, they're hitting the boards hard.
They are.
So there's Simmons with the ball. Marasco at top of the key. Back to Simmons. Simmons with a bit of a drive. And he got around his guy, but his guy blocked it from behind. So Salamanca comes away with it. And here's an open three ball for Salamanca. It's off the mark. And there's Marasco with that position again. And the Owls are going to come away with it.
Yeah.
Almost got Bradley going over the back again.
Right. Couldn't secure the ball, but certainly got the rebound. The catch on this is now they're able to set up in their press because we got to go full court. Had Danny been able to secure the rebound, you turn and go, and they're not pressing.
Yeah.
But here comes Carter Rulo into the game. I'm sorry, excuse me. Carter Colley into the game, giving Danny a little break.
Okay, here comes your Owls against that three-quarter court press. Salamanca, they do get across the timeline. I didn't want to say it too quick there. There's a ball. Owls getting it around. There's an open man. That was Reese who tried a three ball. And that ball's going to go off of Salamanca, Bradley. So Carter Colley and Bradley were way out here in the corner. Chasing the rebound, it went off Salamanca.
Good hustle by Carter.
Troisi with the ball. Twilliger tries to get it down to Colley, and another quick hand. Quick hands inside for Salamanca, and away they come. Here's a three ball again, and that one's good by number 14, Kraus. So, yeah, there comes a timeout for Coach Marasco. It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to go ahead and take a break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic here in Allegheny Limestone. Your Bradford Owls currently trail. Salamanca's taking their first lead of the game.
Well, after putting in 18 points in the first quarter, in the first 4 minutes of this quarter, we've only been able to score one.
Yeah, we're being outscored 6-1 here in the second quarter. So coach took a timeout. Regroup. Here we go, breaking the three-quarter court, and there's a blocking foul on Salamanca.
Nice aggressiveness there on Taryn Reese's part as that trap was coming. He took it right into the teeth of the trap, but was able to draw a blocking foul.
And that's on Holleran. That's his second. I was scanning the crowd. There's a friend of mine. Shout out to Todd Emerson over there. Heck of a player back in his day.
Oh, yeah. Todd used to play basketball for my dad at School Street, for the School Street Bucks.
Yep. Jump ball should be Brad. It's not Bradford. Oh, we changed possession for the quarter.
Yes.
So Salamanca is going to have possession with the one-point lead, 20-19, 3:37 to go in the first half. Salamanca working it around the outside. Owls still in the man-to-man. It's down low to Bradley, who just does that turnaround half hook.
Yep.
Lays it in.
And with Danny on the bench right now, there's a sizable advantage for Salamanca down low.
Owls trail by three. Carter Colley. Twilliger. They got Twilliger with the offensive foul, and that is going to be Marcus's third foul. They're going to have to get him off the court.
Yeah, decision time here for Coach Bernardi. What's he going to do?
3 minutes left in the first half. He's going to stay on the court for now, but it looks like Daniel's going to check in, Daniel Marasco. So Salamanca with a ball. Here's another three ball, Salamanca, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Salamanca and stolen away. Quick hands there by Reese. Reese looking for some help in the backcourt. Owls bringing across the timeline. Reese in the corner to Twilliger. Twilliger looking for someone. Back to Reese. Over to Troisi. Couldn't see the number. There's Simmons. Troisi again. Takes it in. Nice floater. And in for Troisi.
And that ends a 10-1 run and gets us up over the hump.
Okay, the Owls take the lead again, 23-22. That's down low, and it didn't go in, but there's a foul on the Owls, almost a and one. Looks like it. That is Mr. Rulo. No, sorry, that's Colley. Carter Colley is first. The team's fourth. Sorry, the team's fifth. So the Salamanca will be shooting beyond this point for the next 2 minutes if there's any more free throws. The first one's up and in.
And checking back in for the Owls, Carter Rulo, as well as Danny Marasco. in for Carter Colley and Marcus Terwilliger.
Not a fan of the color scheme on the Salamanca uniforms. I'm struggling with the numbers.
It's hard to see. Not a lot of contrast.
Yeah.
Second free throw off the mark and rebound to Carter. Rulo.
So there's Simmons, double teamed. Salamanca gets a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds. Tough defense there, double teamed by Salamanca. So your Owls trail by two. I don't know if that's correct. It did just have a 25 up there.
Yeah, they readjusted it. Sometimes mistakes happen with scoreboards and clock operators. Just trust me.
Oh.
Errant pass there by Taryn Reese.
Okay, 1:47 to go in the first half. I want to shout out to my buddy Mark Morris, who's doing this game. He's refereeing tonight from New York State. I come across him in my professional career. He's celebrating 47 years on the court.
Wow, good for him.
And there's a three ball by Maddox. And Salamanca builds a five-point lead. Owls need to get something here. Tracy throws it up, and it's a little strong. Salamanca with a rebound, long outlet. There's a quick hand by Troisi, who's going to take it all the way and get fouled. Little Euro step there.
Yep. Good take by Evan to the hoop to draw the foul.
Troisi's going to go back to the line. He's our only scorer so far in the second quarter with 3 points. So after a blistering first quarter, the Owls have kind of slowed her down here for the third or second.
Yeah, the physicality that Salamanca brings is starting to wear us down a little bit. But Evan's first free throw is good. And I know Coach Benardi is rotating a few bodies through, trying to keep some people fresh. But some foul trouble, especially with Marcus, is maybe going to limit that on some level.
So Troisi's second free throw is up. And it's a little hard off the back iron, rebounded by Salamanca. Salamanca with possession, 1 minute to go, and a four-point lead. Here's a new player that checked in, Druga for Salamanca. Oh, and there's a nice little floater by number 10, Maddox. Salamanca up by six now. Owls desperately needing a score here. There's Reese behind the back into the corner. For Troisi, back to Reese. Reese, tough defense by Salamanca. Daniel Marasco, Simmons, top of the key. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. There's a shot by Reese. Troisi with a tough rebound. Tries to get himself free. Shot clock is off, which I don't understand, but that's probably a rule. There's a second foul on Bradley, the big man for Salamanca. And I believe the Owls will be at the line for two. That will be Simmons at the line. So the Owls got the offensive rebound after the shot clock had went down, and it did not reset. Maybe if you get an offense, I don't know.
Well, it didn't reset because we were under 35 seconds for the quarter.
Oh, thank you, Jason. That's why Jason's here keeping me straight, folks.
Taryn's first free throw was good. And Salamanca quick to get the big man off the floor, too, because he's got two fouls, and you don't want him to get a cheapie and get the three.
Yeah, that was Reese, not Simmons, that got fouled.
And Reese's second free throw is good.
So your Owls cut into that lead. It's down to four. We have under 6 seconds to go. Salamanca gets a good look and a put in. That's number 20 again, Brown. So that's going to be the halftime. Salamanca Warriors lead 30-24. We're going to take a short break, tally up some stats. We'll be back with a halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Perry.
Yes, this is me.
Hi.
On the 12th day of giveaways, your favorite station gave to you...
No kidding.
Congratulations, you're our grand prize winner.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, thank you.
So you win the recliner. You're
that's right.
You're reclining, dude.
Man, that's so cool. That is just awesome.
From Between Four Walls Home Furnishings up to $750, you go pick out something nice.
Sweet, I will for sure. That's great. I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
It's awesome. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You guys are a great radio station.
Thank you kindly, sir. That's Perry Kerbin, our grand prize winner from Between Four Walls Home Furnishings and the 12 Days of Giveaways contest from B107.5 FM and 100.1 The Hero.
WESB Sports.
You guys definitely are a terrific radio station. Welcome back to WESB Sports. James Patrick along with Jason Nuzzo. We are on the campus of Allegheny Limestone at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. Currently, the Salamanca Warriors lead your Bradford Owls 30-24. Jason, the tale of two quarters there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got off to a great start, 18-12 after one. But Salamanca flipped the script on us, scoring 18 points in that third quarter to take the 30-24 lead. We only were able to come up with 6 points. So, yeah, tale of two quarters.
It looks like, so leading Salamanca, we'll get to this real quick, is Bradley, or no, Maddox with 11 points and Bradley with 8. Bradley's got the size advantage down low, as you've heard us saying. I believe he's 6'5", and they get it down when he gets positioned. He's pretty hard to beat down there. For your Owls, Evan Troisi's got 12 points. Nice half for him. Taryn Reese with 5 and Tyler Simmons with 3. How are we on the rebounding and assist side?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Tyler Simmons has 5 rebounds, as does Danny. Carter Rulo played some key minutes there in that first half. He had 2 assists to go along with 3 rebounds himself. So, you know, I mean, we're on the boards. We're hanging with them. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens this second half with foul trouble. And again, you know, can Twig stay out of foul trouble? Because when he's off the floor, we're a little different team.
Indeed. Marcus Terwilliger has 3 fouls and Taryn Reese with 2. None of your rest of your Owls are in trouble right now. And Salamanca has no trouble. They've got Bradley with 2 and Hollerin with 2. It'd be nice if they could get Bradley in some more foul trouble.
Yeah, they're a totally different team. He did have to come out a little bit. Yep. There in that half, and we were able to take advantage of you know, some defensive boards as well as some play down under the basket. You know, so we'll see. You know, it's a little tough when we don't score. We can't get into our pressure defense, and a lot of times our offense is generated out of our pressure defense.
Indeed.
And so, you know, yep, when the lid's on the basket and we're having trouble scoring, it's tough to get into that rhythm because, you know, things aren't falling. You got to fall back into your, you know, regular defense.
That first quarter, they came out just shooting, shooting, shooting. I bet they hit 5 out of their first 6 shots or so.
Yeah, they were very hot.
Roughly, I mean, second quarter, put a lid on it.
Yeah, and so we'll see how they respond. You know, again, you know, very aggressive Salamanca team. We like to be that way as well. But I don't know that we can match that intensity. But we've got to come out, and we still have to, you know, keep getting to the basket, keeping our eyes on the basket, making sure we're taking shots, good shots. Don't force anything. Yep. You know, referees aren't going to bail you out of bad decisions. So, you know, just stay aggressive, though, and keep looking at the basket.
Indeed. So I want to tell you folks listening to us today, we'll be on the air again tomorrow, same time, scheduled for 2:30, slightly a few minutes before that today. The Bradford Owls will be back in action tomorrow with Game 2 of the Joe DiCerbo Classic. We're not positive of the opponent yet.
It's not a tournament format anymore. It's what they call a showcase, so predetermined opponents. So we'll have to see.
And it is our original starting lineup on the court with Simmons, Terwilliger, Troisi, Maresco, and Reese.
And it looks like coming out of this half, Salamanca was in a 2-3. Now they quickly go into a man trapping in the up the midcourt line.
And they come away with a steal. And here's in for a layup. Number 10, that is Maddox, the leading scorer once again. Three-quarter court pressure by Salamanca off the make. Simmons with the ball. Simmons across the timeline to Maresco. Troisi in the corner. There is Reese for a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Bradley, and he travels.
Yep.
Well, the Owls get a break there, and they maintain possession.
Yeah, he didn't have great footing, and he just kind of stumbled because he wasn't on balance when he got the ball.
I'm not against taking that three ball. He was open. We need points.
No, and they're going to give it to him until he can start knocking them down. But, no, that was a wide-open look.
Oh, and there's an inbound intercepted by Salamanca. And there's almost throwaway by Salamanca, but saved. Salamanca pulls it out momentarily, but they haven't been waiting very long to shoot. It's down low to Bradley with that little jump hook. Gets his own board, and that's a block by Reese. And the Owls come away with it. So now Reese has it. Simmons in the corner. Simmons tries to get to Terwilliger down low. Goes off of Salamanca.
Yeah, we're trying to get the ball.
Marcus almost looks a little shaken up there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what happened there.
There's an inbound tipped out of bounds off Salamanca. Quick hands on the Salamanca Warriors team.
Yeah, very athletic. I mean, it's what we expected. That's what my scouting report told me. So, you know, it's everything that we thought.
Good job. So, looks like Troisi's going to inbound. And Coach Bernardi, before they had the call against him, got a timeout. That's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here for this one. So the Owls off to a little bit of a slow start here in the third quarter in the first minute, Jason.
Yeah, not something they can afford to do, being down 8. You know, right there, our court spacing wasn't good as Taren was trying to inbound the ball. Marcus and Evan Troisi were both in the same spot. The play broke down, and they both ended up, you know, and spacing is everything on the floor, and we didn't have it.
So I don't know what happened to Marcus Terwilliger. Last time they tried to get the ball into him, it was off of the Salamanca player out of bounds, but it looked kind of awkward. Maybe he got hit. He's holding his belly. Maybe he got the wind knocked out of him. I don't know.
Yeah, or something, maybe on his hip, too. He kind of keeps, like, holding his hip, maybe on a hip pointer or something. So hard to say.
The Owls are going to inbound on the side of their own hoop. Into Terwilliger, back to Reese. Reese fights through a double team to get it to Simmons. Simmons. Maresco. Errant pass to Troisi, who had to go out of bounds to try to save it.
You almost have to play a perfect game against these guys. Not that Salamanca is the best team I've ever seen, but just given their athleticism and their level of aggressiveness, you can't afford careless turnovers like that.
So the Owls trailed by 8. Salamanca with possession. And here's a drive, a spin move, and a put-in by number 10. That's Maddox once again. He's quite the ball player.
He's a very good ball player, yep.
And the Owls break it across the timeline. Daniel Maresco baseline out to Troisi. Troisi leaves it for Reese. Back to Maresco. All the way across court, stolen by Salamanca. Here they come in for another layup, and that is Maddox picking up the dirty laundry. That's 6 points for Maddox in the first 2 minutes of this quarter.
And, you know, one thing I don't keep track of that I'd be very curious.
There's a steal by Salamanca. And a foul. No shot. Stolen by Maddox.
You know, finish my point. How many points off turnovers does Salamanca have? A lot. You know, not keeping track of that, but they're turning us over quite a bit.
And there's a problem. That's the fourth foul on Marcus Terwilliger. Into the game's going to come Carter Rulo for Marcus. Marcus will have to sit probably at least the remainder of this third quarter. We've got 5 minutes, 51 seconds left in the third. Marcus with his fourth foul. So Salamanca inbounded it. Al still in a man-to-man defense. There's Bradley in the key. Kicks it out for a three ball. It's good. That is number 14, Krause. That's his second three ball of the game. And they've opened it up to a 15-point lead. There's an open three ball for Troisi, who's off the mark. Rebounded strongly by Marasco, and a foul down low on Salamanca. Number one, Herrick. That's his first foul. So Daniel Marasco will be at the line for two, try to get the Owls on the scoreboard here in the third quarter.
Yeah, not the start we really wanted to have coming out of the locker room. And the first free throw off the back of the rim, no good for Danny. So after 18 points in the first quarter, we have managed six since.
That's us on the board here in the third. Owls need to get a nice defensive stop, and let's get down the court. Salamanca with the ball, working it around the outside. There's a drive down low by Herrick, who gets his first 2 points of the game.
Yeah, too easy.
Board. There is Reese with the ball. Reese takes a mid-range jumper, and it bounces around the rim. Oh, they tackled Carter Rulo on the rebound, but no call. Salamanca away with the ball. There's a layup. Oh, missed. Bradley gets it back and puts it back in. And Bradley kid's not only tall, but very strong.
Yeah, he's got a good set of shoulders on him.
So that takes it to an 18-point lead for Salamanca. And there's down low to Carter Colley, who is mugged. Sorry, Carter Rulo. Carter Rulo down low, who was mugged. The foul is on
number one.
Well, that wouldn't be his first, so I'm not sure. I've already got one on number one. But we'll keep it at that. Nope.
That's okay. There, they just changed it.
That is his second foul on Herrick. Owls with the ball. Here's Troisi dribbling all the way around the defense. Tries to kick it back out. Another quick hand by Salamanca. Out of bounds. Your Owls will re-inbound on the baseline. 28 seconds on the shot clock. But the shot clock has not been a factor at all in the game on either side. They try to get it into Marasco. And those quick hands again get it taken away. Salamanca down low. There's Herrick with three guys on him. The Owls steal it away, and that's going to be a jump ball. Carter Rulo got stuck on the ground, and like you said, even the short guys could get a hold of it then.
Yeah, but great hustle by Carter. I mean, it was a loose ball. He gets down on the floor. You know, not everybody's, you know, apt to just get on the floor, but good work by Carter.
So Salamanca with possession coming out of the jump ball. Owls still in a man-to-man defense. There's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by Rulo. Rulo with the ball, and it gets it stolen away. Salamanca back down court. Getting a little sloppy on both ends. There's a three ball by Salamanca, and that's good. That's Krause with his second one of the quarter. He stares down the crowd after that. 21-point lead for Salamanca. It's gotten away from the Owls here at Salamanca or at Allegheny Limestone. So there's Rulo fighting hard to get a shot off and gets fouled.
One thing about Salamanca, too, is, you know, they're not only aggressive, they have really active hands. You know, their hands are always up. That's something that coaches always preach on defense. Kids don't always do.
Yep.
But their hands are up and they're active. They're in the passing lanes. They're always swatting at balls, not for fouls, but creating turnovers.
That's a second foul on Kraus. So Rulo hits the first free throw.
Salamanca starting to dip into their bench a little bit.
Yeah.
Getting some new numbers out there.
They will also have a game sometime tomorrow. Rulo's second free throw is good. Nice stroke by him. Owls back on defense. And there's a steal by Reese. Nice anticipation of the pass and a steal. Reese takes it all the way and rebounded by Simmons.
Yeah. Should have been a travel. But
here's back to Reese. Now Daniel Marasco. Rulo tries to get it down low to Simmons. He does somehow. Back down low to Rulo. And there's a jump ball created by Bradley. That one's going to stay with the Owls. But, boy, every time the Owls get the ball inside, they're getting...
They're getting swarmed.
Swarmed.
Yep. Great collapsing defense.
And there is a foul on Bradford going the other way. Foul on Rulo. Offensive foul on the inbound pass.
Another illegal screen, I believe.
So here comes Salamanca with the ball and a 19-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And the Owls have dropped back into a 2-3, not playing man right now.
2-3 zone.
Salamanca content just to work it around.
10 seconds left. 3 second call on number one is Herrick. Herrick was camping out a little too long down low, so the Owls switched to that 2-3 defense. It creates a turnover. 2.5 to go here in the third. Reese with the ball. Reese, three ball off the front iron. They left him alone, so he said, well, I'll take it.
Terrence just struggled today. He's, you know, I don't know that he's found the bucket yet, has he?
He does have 4 points,
okay.
5 points.
Okay. I know two are free throws, I thought.
Yep. Two free throws and a three ball for Terrence.
Good steal here by the Owls.
Here comes Simmons. Nice pass to Simmons,
good
who
work.
Lays it in. Owls back on defense, 2-3 zone once again. Salamanca content, like you said, they still get it down low to Bradley, who kicks it out. And there's the penetration and a put in by Kraus with another two ball. Salamanca leads by 19. Taryn Reese with the ball. Reese, Troisi, Simmons, Rulo, Marasco out there for your Owls. And there's a block on Salamanca. That's number one. Herrick.
Nice take by Taryn to the basket. Again, I know you got him for 5 points. Hit an early three and then kind of been struggling, but, you know, still playing hard. And that's, again, that's kind of what we talked about. These guys are going to play hard to the very end despite what the score is. Coach Bernardi making an interesting move here, too, going back to Marcus Twilliger with a minute 16 left in the third.
So Marcus in the game playing with four fouls. Here's Simmons with the ball at the top of the key to Twilliger. Twilliger kicks it back out. Down low. Nice pass. Oh, Colley, an errant shot. Or sorry, Rulo with an errant shot. Nice pass by Troisi down low. Three ball for Salamanca. That's good. That's number 33. I don't even have him. Farmer. I got him as 34.
And a steal by Salamanca.
And a lay in by number 20, Brown. Salamanca opens up to a 24-point lead. So your Owls have been outscored by 20 in the third quarter.
Now Salamanca in a 2-3 zone. But still very aggressive in that 2-3 zone.
Down low to Marasco with the off the back iron. Gets his own board. Throws up a shot and goes in and out. Daniel frustrated with that trip, and the clock runs out. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. Salamanca 53, your Bradford Owls 29. We're going to take a short break. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to the 7th Annual Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. James Patrick here with Jason Nuzzo. Your Owls were outscored 23-5 in that third quarter, so they currently trail by 24 points. Trying to calculate that. Yeah, it's 24 points. Salamanca is just too much with the quick hands, and they've worn down your Owls, who came out, as you know, with a great first quarter, scoring 18 points. Since then, we've only scored 11 as we head into the fourth.
Yeah, so let's see if we can finish on a good note. Let's see if we can, it isn't our starting five. Danny is not out there as Carter Colley starts the quarter. But we'll see if we can finish strong. Get ready for tomorrow.
Yep. There's a travel. Okay, travel forced by the Owls defense. Owls possession. Carter Colley inbound. Daniel Terwilliger. Simmons across the timeline. Simmons looks for an open man. Finds Troisi.
Salamanca back to its man-to-man.
Simmons. Oh, and I hope that was tipped out, but it wasn't. Simmons lost control. Salamanca ball. It went out of bounds.
Yeah, Tyler just dribbling around the perimeter. Just mishandled it, and out it went.
Salamanca with a couple new faces in there now. Still got the big man Bradley down low. Comes way up top, puts out a pick, and there's some quick hands by Terwilliger. And Salamanca comes away with it. And there's a foul. I believe it's going to be on Carter Colley.
Correct.
That's his second. And Brown is going to be at the line for two. Terwilliger with a quick hands, but the ball went on the floor, and it was a scrum. Salamanca came away with it. Brown makes his first free throw. And the back iron gets him on that one, so Troisi comes away with a board to Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus is fouled at the top of the key by number 12, Druga. That's Druga's first foul. There's Terwilliger, hands it off to Colley. Colley down low to Simmons. Simmons a little fadeaway, nice. Nice little fadeaway shot for Simmons. Owls trail by 23. Salamanca down low again to number 20. That's Brown with a lay-in. Nice pass down low. Here comes Terwilliger. He's going to take it all the way, kick it back out. to Simmons, who's off the mark. Terwilliger tries to save it. Salamanca comes away with it. 6:19 to go in the game. Salamanca with a 25-point lead. And working it around the outside. There's a three ball for Druga. That's his first points of the game. And there's another steal by Salamanca. They quick hands on Marcus Terwilliger. Salamanca really beating us up on both sides right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they're just turning us over. And
here comes Druga, Bradley, cross court. Back down low to Brown. Brown finds. Ultimately, it ends up with a rebound for Bradley and a putback. There's a timeout. Okay, we have rules in this tournament, apparently.
No? Salamanca just called timeout to get some subs in.
Oh.
And
a whole bunch of handshakes were going on there.
No.
Both teams.
Nope.
So that's a 30-point lead for Salamanca. We're going to stay here because it's a 30-second timeout, and we didn't know what was going on there for a second.
Salamanca had a lot of guys at the table, and their coach just wanted to cycle the guys in. So he just called a timeout after that last bucket.
So, your Owls are in there for experience right now.
Well, and the thing about the Salamanca roster that I noticed that was in the program was they're all juniors and seniors.
Yes.
You know, so they've got experience, and I can imagine what their practices are like. We don't have that experience right now.
Yep.
We're getting it.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. So, Terwilliger, Troisi, Rulo, Colley.
And Reese.
I'm learning them, ladies and gentlemen. There's Reese with a strong drive. No call. Salamanca comes away with it. Euro step by one of the Salamanca subs. And some quick hands by Salamanca. That's taken by Troisi. Troisi, the Owls are going to have the ball now. Troisi behind the back. Nice move. Down the lane, puts up a shot, and is fouled. So Evan trying to create some free throws there, and he does just that.
Bradford's about to bring in some fresh legs as well. Standing over there getting ready to check in is
a bunch of them.
Austin.
Trey Curcio. Fabian Shirk. Braylon Austin.
And Cole Blatchley is going to be coming in for Troisi. Troisi made the first free throw. I believe this will be Cole Blatchley's first action of the year. He started out the year with a knee injury. So first free throw was good for Troisi. Second one on its way and good. And Evan will check out as Cole Blatchley comes in.
Okay, five new faces in there for your Owls. Well, four new faces and Carter Colley, who's been in there previous. Oh, and a nice block by Colley, out of bounds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost like the Beatles out there. They've all got the same haircut.
Yeah.
Every one of them has that same haircut.
And a 5-second call on the inbound against Salamanca. Bradford ball.
Looks like Fabian Shirk will inbound it to Trey Curcio. Trey Curcio with the ball. Out to Blatchley. Back to Curcio. Curcio to Shirk. Back to Blatchley. Oh, and there's a foul on against Trey Curcio. Number one, Herrick. That's his fourth.
And, you know, I have to chuckle. 4 minutes ago in the game, Salamanca's up 28, and your coach is griping because the kid got called for a push. I know it's the kid's fourth foul, but... I mean, he's a starter anyways. What's he still doing on the floor?
In there.
What are you complaining about?
So, 4 minutes to go in the game. There is Curcio with the ball. Hands it to Blatchley. Blatchley, some good ball handling. And he's going to go all the way. Forces a shot up, and it's off the mark. Salamanca comes away fast. And Salamanca gets it. A shot off, and it's rebounded by Blatchley. Down low to Fabian Shirk, who shoots off the mark. Salamanca hits it out of bounds. It'll be Owls basketball. They will retain possession.
One thing about this Salamanca team, they don't waste any time getting the ball off the floor either. You know, they get it and they go.
And there's Carter Cawley down low. Turnaround jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Salamanca. Looks like a foul on 15. That'll be Fabian Shirk.
Trey Curcio lost his shoe. And referee stopped the game so he could put his shoe back on.
Well, he did all that quick.
Yeah. No foul.
I wanted to get the kid in the score sheet.
Sorry.
So there's a drive down low by Salamanca. Kick back out. There's number 14, tries to go up, and there's a foul on Fabian Shirk. Nope, they called it on Carter Cawley. That's his third. So, Druga, who has a three ball so far in the game, is going to shoot two free throws here. First one's off the mark. Into the game comes 34. Farmer.
And number 40.
40. Ghani. Second free throw from Druga is good. There's Curcio with the ball. Hands it to Blatchley.
Yeah.
Blatchley's fouled by number 34, Farmer.
Pushing at the top. Cole's able to draw the foul. Fourth team foul on Salamanca. One more will be shooting.
3 minutes to go in the game. Owls trail by 29. And there's an over-the-top call on Curcio. So Salamanca's ball. Owls drop back in what I believe will be a 2-3 zone. Yep. Around the outside for Salamanca. A little penetration off a foot. Salamanca comes up with a loose ball. And there's Ghana. Ghani driving down the lane, and the ball went out of bounds off the Owls.
Yeah, nice block by Carter Cawley, but when he caught it, he stepped out of bounds. But Carter playing hard.
Yep. A couple guys trying to get on this score sheet here for Salamanca. And there's a layup by number 12, Drugba.
Yeah, that was too easy. He just beat his man off the dribble at the top of the key. Nobody stepped in to help, and easy layup.
31-point game now. And there's Shirk is fouled, so he'll be shooting two. Fabian Shirk's chance to get on the board for the Owls. Fouls on Hill, number five. So Fabian Shirk in the game. And at the line for two. First one's up and good.
Nice stroke by Fabian.
It was a nice stroke. One shot remaining. Second one's up and good. Nice stroke there by Fabian Shirk. Salamanca across the timeline. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Salamanca player tried to get a shot off. And there's number 40, Ghani. Ghani on the score sheet, Ghani. So the bench cheers. Often when those players don't get in much, they get on the score sheet, the guys are happy for them. There's another foul against Shirk, who will go to the line. That's on Druga, his third foul.
Guys are still playing hard.
Yep.
You know, still trying to.
Shirk's going to go back with that beautiful stroke and hopefully get two more.
Nope.
And I jinxed him.
You did. Yep.
1:44 to go. Your Owls trail by 31. Second free throw's up and good. And there's a basket by number 5, Hill. That's Hill's first 2 points of the game. So another young player getting on the scoreboard for Salamanca. Here comes Colley in the lane. Forces one up and puts it in off the board.
He shot that flat-footed from...
Actually, that's Carter Colley's first basket of the game. One minute to go. There's a shot by number 21, a rebound by 40, Ghani. Back to 5, puts it in. That's Hill again. Back-to-back baskets for Hill. Carter Colley, almost taken away. Here comes Blatchley. Blatchley to Shirk, stolen away. And a travel. Travel on number 12, Druga. So the shot clock will be off. We've got 33 seconds left in the game.
Interesting that they don't observe the same mercy rule that we do in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
30-point differential in Pennsylvania, but they do have the shot clock, so maybe that's why.
So... the Owls, here comes Colley, puts up a shot and in. Carter Colley, back-to-back, only points of the Owls' fourth quarter. 4 points by Carter Colley. And Salamanca is going to hold it now and run the clock out. So your final score is going to be Salamanca Warriors 70, your Bradford Owls 40. We're going to take a short break, tally up some results. We'll be back with a postgame, along with a sportsmanship award and another award that they give away, we'll let you know about. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Showcase here in Allegheny Limestone. Today, your Bradford Owls were on the short end of a 70-40 score against the Salamanca Warriors. James Patrick along with Jason Nuzzo. Jason, the Owls started off tough. 18-12 lead after the first quarter, and it really just went downhill from there.
It certainly did. It unraveled in that second quarter, and the snowball just kept rolling down the hill, and we just never could match their intensity or recover. Couldn't find the basket like we did that first quarter. That'll happen. We'll see how they respond tomorrow.
Yes. I'm sure the coaches will have some nice adjustments for tomorrow's game. Once again, tomorrow we'll be with you at the same time with Bradford Owls basketball, about 2:30 local. This is a nice... after each game, the committee here recognizes a sportsmanship award and a player of the game for each team. So Taryn Reese received the sportsmanship award for your Owls, and the player of the game was Evan Troisi. So nice recognition there. The Warriors were led up. They had five players in double digits, led by Maddox with 17. The Owls only had one player in double digits, and that was Troisi, who led the Owls with 14 points. Just too physical.
Yeah.
Too old. Too experienced.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna see it, and it may sound like an excuse, and it might be to some people. It's just the reality of the situation, and we're gonna run up against teams that are like this, and again, it's not for lack of effort. They turned us over. They were more aggressive. We couldn't match that. By the end, it was death by a thousand paper cuts in some regards. So, it is what it is. Again, the ceiling is high for this group. And, I might say that 100 more times if I'm on the air with you.
Okay.
The ceiling is high.
Yes, it is.
It may not be this year. But over the next couple seasons, this group of young men, if they continue to stick with it and work hard, it'll be there. And, we might look back at a game like this in a couple years from now and say, hey, you remember when we were on the other side of this?
Yep. So, once again, we're going to say goodbye to you here from Allegheny Limestone. This is James Patrick along with Jason Nuzzo. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.